Okay.
Last week, we learned that the stanza in Adonai Elam, "Uhu echad ve'ein sheni laham shaloi lahachbira," we explained that this is a continuation of Hoya Hoy Viviya, the Shem Havaya, that Hoya Hoy Viviya says that Hashem is infinite, Hashem is beli gvul, there's no gvulim, and that is Mechayev, that dictates that there can't be Sheni, there can't be two, because in the moment that there's two, then you're defining them, each where the one is, the two is not, and where the two is, the first is not. So Hashem is limitless, that's Mechayev, that Hashem is Echad ve'in Sheni, and the idea of Echad is also part of the kavana of the Shem Havaya, like the Nefesh HaChaim explains that the Shem Havaya, Hashem Echad, that Hashem is Einad Mavadei. And Laham Shilei Lahachbira, we explained two explanations. The first is that Lahachbira is a lashon of being doime, that there is no one that could be Nimshal to Hashem, and then no one could be doime to Hashem. And based on the Malbim, that the Malbim says that those two words are two types of similarities. A mashal is something that's similar because of a mikra, a situational comparison. Something happens and makes someone similar, something similar to one another. And dimyan is when something's inherently similar, two things share inherently a comparison. And that we say that there's no type of comparison that anyone could compare to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, laham shiloi, lahakbira, no one could be doime to Hashem, no one could be nimshal to Hashem. The second explanation we said was that lahakbira, like the Yavit says, is a lashon of being a chover, a companion, kaviyach chas v'shalom, that this is negating the idea of shutves chas v'shalom, that there's no, Hashem doesn't have a companion, there's no two forces, and this is the concept of shutves, and this is what we're negating by saying lahamshilei lahakbira, there's no chover to Hashem, and Hashem is only one. Be'ezras Hashem, this week we're going to move on to the next stanza. This is the last of the six stanzas which talk about Hashem in Adonai Elam. Then afterwards it moves on to Hashem's Hanhaga. But the last stanza is like this. B'li reishis, b'li sachlis, v'loi ha'oiz v'hamisra. And Hashem is b'li reishis, he has no beginning. B'li sachlis, there's no conclusion. And to him is strength, and Misra is dominion. So we're going to first understand the first part of the stanza. Beli reishis, beli sachlis. So the question is, what are these two words? I saw in the Siddur Eitz HaTfilos, I believe, the Pirush Anaf Yosef, I don't have it in front of me, but he's bothered. He asks that, what is... If something is, if HaKadosh Baruch was B'li Reishis, if he has no beginning, then that automatically dictates that Hashem is B'li Sachlis. That automatically, Hashem has no end. What exactly, why do we have to speak out that Hashem is B'li Sachlis? It's sort of redundant. Once I know that Hashem is B'li Reishis, then automatically is B'li Sachlis. So we're going to try to perhaps give an understanding in these two things, that they're referring to two different things. And that is based on, it's like this. The Gemara in Bracha says, Daf Yud Zayin, a very interesting thing. The Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph says, Rabbi Yochanan ki ava mesayim sifra de'iyav. When Rabbi Yochanan finished, when he made a siyam on Sefer Iyav, when he would finish the Sefer Iyav, Omar Hachi, he would say the following statement. Soif odom lomos. The end of man is, of mankind, of man is to die. V'soif behema l'shchita. And the end of an animal is to get slaughtered. It's shechita. V'hakol, and everything, lemisa heimaimdim, is oimid, is destined for death. So, asher misha gadol b'tayrav, amali b'tayrav, v'aysanachas rochli yoytzoi, the gadol b'shem toiv, v'nifta b'shem toiv, a list of five different things. Fortunate is someone who lives a fortunate life. Okay. But we're going to try to zoom in to the beginning that what he said. He says, "Soif adam lamos, the soif behem l'shchita." The end of man is to die, and the end of man is to get slaughtered. What exactly is he adding? V'hakol lemisei b'imdim. What exactly is he adding? You already said that soif adam lamos. Also, you're saying hakol everything. What exactly are we coming to include? So the Vilna Gaon in his Biurei Ta'agadais on this Gemara in Brachas, he says like this. seems like he's bothered by this question. He says like this. First, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Omar soif Adam v'soif Behema." First, Rabbi Yochanan zoomed in to Adam and Behema, that the end of Adam and the end of Behema is to die or to get slaughtered. V'ata Omar, and now Rabbi Yochanan adds to say, "Shehakol, everything." Writes the Leimer, says the Vilna Gaon, who is what he means to say, "Kol habriyos, all creations, oimdin mitchilasan lemisa, are oimid." Are destined from the beginning for death. Why? Shehaheder mu'uriv ben. Because heder means something lacking, is blended in all creations. All creations are not perfect. They're a creation. Since they're a creation, inherently, they're oimid from their own self, they're oimid to not live forever, to sometime to come to an end. So it's an interesting thing what he's saying. He's saying that it seems like to understand what he's saying is that there's really, if you think about the idea of an end, there's really two types of ends. For example, like this. If you say, let's say that there's a store that has a sale going, and the end of this sale is at the end of a week. Now, the nature of the sale doesn't say that it has to end at the end of the week. It's just by chance, a mikra happened and the store owner decided that the sale is going to end in a week and not in 2 weeks. And it's not going to go forever. It's not. This that it's ending when it ends is just simply because of a mikra, a chance. It happens to be that it was set up that that's how long it's going to last. But then there's another type of an end, and that is the end that comes from the thing itself. That means like this. Let's say you say that the average lifetime of a car is 20 years, let's say. This that a car could only last 20 years is not because it was decided that the car should last the amount of time. It's because a car is, after all, a car. It can't last forever, right? So the nature of the car itself can't last, and it has to come at some point to an end. So the average will be 20 years, will come to an end. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan, based on the Vilna Gaon, is saying, that an Adam and a Behema, they have an end that is a set aside. Hashem gives a person, every person has his amount of allotted time that he's going to live in the world. A person has 120 years. That's how much time a person is given to live his life. And a behemoth also, there's a chance, it's set up that some behemoth is going to be slaughtered. But then there's something else, and this includes really all life, all creations. And that is, since all creations are creations, so they're not perfect. They have heder, like he calls it. So inherently, they can't last forever. And that is true even to mankind. A person can't, even besides the fact that Hashem allots a person's life a certain amount of time, a person, mitzad himself, can't last forever because we're all creations. So even, let's say, a blade of grass that maybe, I don't know, wasn't given an amount of time, perhaps, I don't know. But it will not last forever simply because it's a creation and it can't last forever. So based on this idea that there's two types of ends, there's two ways of understanding an end, and a person, a mankind, has both of them, we could understand what we're saying over here. And that is that when we say Hashem is b'li reishis, and the Anuf Yosef asks that once you say that Hashem has no beginning, that really says that he has no end. And that's true, Hashem has no end. B'li reishis, it means that he's b'li soif also. He has no reishis and he has no soif. He has no end. But then there's another thing. We said that there's two types of ends. There's an end which is situational end, and then there is inherent end. And that is that something that's a creation has to come to an end. And in that, perhaps we're saying that Hashem is b'li sachlis. Sachlis is a lashon of kolu, and it exhausts. It's a sheresh of kloyo, then kolu, that Hashem doesn't exhaust. A human being, or a creation, at some point will just have to exhaust itself. It comes to an end because it can't last forever. But Hashem is b'li sachlis. Hashem inherently, Hashem is not a, Chas v'Shalom is not a nivra. Hashem is perfect. So Hashem is b'li sachlis. That's mitzad Hashem inherently is b'li sachlis. And b'li reishis is that Hashem is, we don't say b'li reishis, b'li soifis. Hashem is without a beginning or end. We say b'li reishis, and that really tells us that Hashem also is b'li soif. But then we're saying another thing, that we're contrasting that a creation, a human, has two types of two reasons that he has an end. And we're contrasting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a situational beginning and end, and Hashem doesn't have an inherent sachlis, because Hashem is lamayla from all this. So Hashem doesn't even have Hashem doesn't exhaust kaviyachol. And perhaps, just to add to this, this could be connected to the words right before this in Adayin Olam. We ended off, v'loy ha'oiz v'hamisra, and then we say, b'lireishis b'lisachlis. And we explained just before from the Malbim that b'loy ha'oiz v'hamisra, misra is that, we say, Hashem is laham shiloy lahachbira. We say that Hashem is laham, no one could compare Hashem, laham shiloy, to compare it to him, lahachbira. And the Malbim says, that means that no one could be doimeh to Hashem. And the Malbim explains that the difference is that no one could be situationally similar and no one could be inherently similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And perhaps this corresponds to these two ideas, that Hashem is b'li reishis, that corresponds to laham shaloi, that no one could be situationally compared to Hashem. A person is allotted an amount of time and Hashem is not allotted. Hashem doesn't have any situational reason to have an end or beginning. And then we add b'li sachlis, that's correspondent to lachbira. No one is inherently doima to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the sense that they have inherently no end. All creations have an end. Could be this is the idea of b'li reishis b'li sachlis. Now we're going to move on to v'loy ha'oiz v'hamisra. What does that mean? Hashem, to him is oiz, is power, strength. V'hamisra, Mepharshim says, a lashon of srara or memshala, of rulership, dominion. The question is, what are these two things, oiz and misra? So Be'ezus Hashem, tonight we're going to like to give two explanations. The first is based on what we've quoted before from the Abderav, of the Oiv Yisrael. The Oiv Yisrael maps out that the beginning of Adayin Olam is really a gilei das, a meiser meida, a notification that on the kavanas that we're supposed to have by the shemais of Hashem. And the Oiv Yisrael explains that this stanza, actually, b'li reishis, b'li sachlis, v'lo ya'oiz v'hamisra, corresponds to the kavana that we're supposed to have by the shame of Elokim. So with that in mind, we're going to try to understand it like this. It says, what indeed is the kavana? What does the Shulchan Aruch say? What's the kavana that we're supposed to have by the shame Elokim? So the Mechaber in Aruch Chaim, Simon Hay, he says like this, U'b'haskiroi Elokim, when we mention the haskara of the shame Elokim, Yechavin, one should be Mechavin, Shuhu takif bal ha'yicholus, that Hashem is a takif bal ha'yicholus, Hashem is strong, powerful, and is able to do anything. And then he adds one more thing, U'bal ha'koychus kulam, and he is the bal ha'koychus kulam of all them. What exactly are we adding here, that Hashem is bal ha'koychus kulam? So like this, the Vilna Gaon in his Pirush to Mishle in Perek Lamed Pasuk Tes, he's talking about the difference between the Shem Havaya and the Shem Elokim. And he says like this, I'll read his words. The Shem of Elokim, Moira al Yecholta Yisbarach. It's Moira on Hashem's Yecholus, his ability to do something. Then he adds like this, Ulechol Misha Noisin Yecholus. Really, whoever Hashem gives a Yecholus, an ability to have power, Nikra B'Shem Elokim Gamkein. Anyone that has a capability, Hashem gives an ability to do, that is also called Elokim. Says the Vilna Gaon, V'lochein, therefore, Hasorei Malo, the Mazolos, the Sorin, right, in Shemayim, Nikroim Elokim. They're also called Elohim. Kemosha Kosov, like it says, Ki kol Elohe ha'amim Elilim. Pasuk in Tehillim calls the Sarei Malo Elohim. Why? Al Shem ha'yecholus. Because of the yecholus shenasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because of the yecholus, the ability that Hashem gave them to bring down the Shefa into this world, the Mazalis bring down the flow of the Shefa, of everything, all the Teva that comes down to the world is coming through the Mazalis, through the Sarei Mala. So since they have that ability to bring down the Koichas into the world, so the Shafa into the world, they are also called Elohim. Very interesting. But the other hand is a different Vilna Gaon in his Pirush de Habakkuk, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis. So he's explaining over there the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Mamdala, Pasuk Vav. Ani Rishon v'ani Achre. Hashem says, I am the first and I am the last. Umi Baladai, Ein Elikim. Besides me, there's no other God. There's no other Elikim. And he explains, what's the Pasuk saying? Afal pi, says the Vilna Gaon. Shenasan Srora l'chol sorry malin. Even though Hashem gives Srora and some type of dominion, Srora, a rulership, l'chol sorry malin to the sorry malin of the Mazalis, mikol makayim, nonetheless, biladai ein elikim, there's no other God. V'akol mi'cholta yisbarach shemai. Everything is really coming from the yicholos of Hashem. And that is that even though there are these manzolis that Hashem gives yichailis, but it's all coming from Hashem, so that's why biladai ain elikim. There's really no, in truth, there's no other elikim. There's no other God but Hashem. And in fact, the Nefesh HaChayim in Shar Gimel, Perek Yud, he brings down the pasuk of Daniel that says that when Nebuchadnezzar bowed down to Daniel and he said, meaning, that means that the truth is that your God is the Elokei Hu Elohim, that he's the God of the gods. That means that even though there are, the Sari Malo, the Mazalais, are called, they're coined Elohim, but Hashem rules over them, and Hashem is the true Elokim and Elokei Elohim. So, with all this, and in fact, I believe I once heard that that's why they're called, I don't remember where I saw this, that they're called mazoles, because mazol is a lashon of flowing. They're merely like conduits that the shefa flows through them, but all the kayach is really coming from Hashem. They're just, it's flowing through the mazoles, but they're not their own kayach. But based on this, could be this is what we're adding when we, the kavon of Elikim. When we say that Hashem is Elikim, the first Machshava, the Kavana is, like Machaber says, is that he's takif u'bali chaylis, that he has power and ability to do anything. But then we add that Hashem is bal ha-koyches kulam, that he's the bal, he's the rule, he rules, he has power over all the kulam, all the other koyches in the world, that Hashem indeed gave a level of koyach to bring down the shefa. But Hashem is a bal over them. So that's what we add, not only is Hashem himself but you would think that there's other kaychas in the Bria that Hashem set up. No, that we say, that's what we add, bala kaychas kulam. That could be is the kavana of the Shulchan Aruch. So it could be based on this, we can understand in the Adoy Neilam. The Abdurav says that this stanza is the kavana of Shem Elikim. What's the kavana of Shem Elikim? So the Mechaber told us two things. The first is, takif bala kaychas, that Hashem has power and has ability. And then we add, U'bal ha-koyches kulam, and he's the Baal, he's the ruler over all the other koyches in the Bria. So perhaps these are the two lashaynas. The first is, V'loi ha-oiz. Oiz means strength. Hashem is takif ba'lichayles. Hashem, inherently Hashem himself is takif. He's strong, he has all the power. That's from takif ba'lichayles. And then we add, V'hamitzra, which is a lashon of rulership, that he's Moshe, that he has a memshala and srara over the other koyches. So v'hamisra, perhaps, is correspondent to the second kavana that we're supposed to have in Elikim, and that is that Hashem is also a bala koyches kulam, Hashem is v'hamisra. So that's always v'hamisra. I'd like to share another mahalach, perhaps, in understanding v'loi ha'oiz v'hamisra. And Be'ez Hashem, this actually, you know, we're less than 48 hours from Purim, and this could hopefully be a little bit of a hachana for Purim to help us understand what the Yom Tov of Purim is all about. We know that we spoke out last week that the stanza before this, that we say that Ve'echad Ve'in Sheni L'ham Shilei L'Hachbira, is sort of negating the concept of Shutfis. The Avodah is an Avodah Zarah of Shutfis, and that is there's a belief, Christianity believes in this, that there's shutfis, that there's different forces, that there's two forces in the world, whatever how many there is, but there's shutfis in the world. That's negating that type of avodah zara. Based on what we said till now, that really, if you think about it, v'loy ha'oiz v'hamisra is also negating a different type of avodah zara. And there's another type of avodah zara that the Rambam, and Parshas Yisrael, and other svarim, the Archaim HaKadosh and Yisrael, and other places, talks about this at length. And that is, there's another type of avodah zara, and that is that, based on what we said before, that there are, Hashem did give the mazal is kach to bring down all the nature, all the teva and the shefa into the world. And that is another type of avodah zara. In fact, the Rechaim HaKadosh says that most of the avodah zara made this type of mistake, to believe in such avodah zara, to attribute koyach and to be oivid and to serve those mazalis. We call them oivdei kechavim u'mazalis, ha'akom, right? And that is the belief that a person could be oivid, the sort of, they call the emtsoi, the middleman. That could be they believe that there is a higher force of God, but the Hashem is above mazalis, but they oivid them soy. Now, if you think about it, there's many different reasons why this is a tremendous mistake to be oivid avodah zara, but perhaps the most simple reason is because, like we said before, these mazalis are merely mazalis. They're merely, let's say you give a mashal. If someone sends you $1 million check and you want to give the person tremendous kavod and whole for what he did and this, we would never say that you should give and bow down to the mailman who brought the check, right? Because the mailman is just a shliach ba'alma. He has nothing to do with it. He's just a messenger. He doesn't have any clue. He has nothing to do with the where it's coming from. So the mazalis are really like the shluchim. They're just the conduit to bring the Hashem's shefa down into the world. And all the teva is really the shefa that comes down, what we talk about, is really the teva, that the nature, all the things that come into the world in our lower world, all the teva that happens is really Hashem. So with this, we can understand that we're negating, when we say v'loy ha'oiz v'hamisra, we're saying like this. We know that, I think we spoke about in the past, that the Malbim in Tehillim says that the word oiz connotes the koyach of teva in the Bria. Like we say in Yomim Neirom davening, Hashem yadanu that oiz biyadcha, v'vur b'minecha. He says oiz is referring to the teva. The oiz is in the Yad Hashem. It's not, don't think that the mazalis have a koyach over the teva and the Bria. No, that the oiz, that's what we're saying, that v'loy ha'oiz, the oiz is to Hashem. I mean, that's an idea in v'loy ha'oiz. We pick specifically the word oiz, because oiz connotes teva, and all the teva that comes into the world is all from Hashem. And we could just add one more thing, is that we find many times in Chazal, the word loy, the loy, connotes and to him and not to anyone else. An example was the beginning of Makkos, the Gemara in Daf Beis, and Makkos says, Asisim loy kasher zamam, and Gemara darshins loy v'loy lazare, to him and not to his children. Loy, right? The loy connotes to him and not to someone else that you would have maybe thought. No, the loy and only to him and not to anyone else. So it could be that's the idea of the loy hois. We're negating the whole idea of avodah zara. We're saying the ois, the mazalis and the sorei mala, which bring down the teva, the ois into the bria, it's v'loya ois. It's really all, the teva is really all Hashem's. The teva is really all Hashem's. They're just shluchim to bring down Hashem's teva into the world. So it's v'loya ois. It's his and not theirs. They're not connected to them. They have no koyach over the teva. And it's v'loya ois. It's all his. We can move on perhaps to Misra. What are we adding with that? And it could be we could understand. The Vilna Gaon and Esther, we know that Purim, the Megillah says, is Nikra al Shem HaPur. Is the Pur with the Gairal that Haman, the Gairal that Haman made. What is the significance? Why are we calling Purim? Because of the name of the Gairal, the Pur, the Gairal that Haman made. So the Vilna Gaon explains, in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Zayin, he says like this, Lefi Shezehu Iker HaNes. The Iker HaNes of Purim is this idea of the Gairal. What does that mean? He explains that what Haman was doing by the Gairal was something very deep, and that is that he was figuring out when his mazel has strength to win over the Jews. when his mazel is takif, we know there is a concept of mazel. Hashem created mazalis. Hashem set up in the world that there's different mazalis that have different strengths, and they do bring down koyach into the world, right? Haman was making a girl to figure out when his girl was strong. And it fell out on Yud Gimel Adar, because indeed that was true. That Yud Gimel Adar was a time that Haman had the strength and ability to be menatzeach over the Yidden. What did Hashem do? Hashem says the Vilna Gaon, Elo, Shehakadosh Baruch Hu hipech es hamazalos. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was mahapech. He changed. He flipped over. Benahapachu, right? He flipped over the mazel. Vishideid es hamarachos. And he vanquished the whole of the marachos Hashemayim. Like we say in Ashaheni, he says, Ki poor Haman, the poor Haman, the mazel of Haman, nepach lipurenu, was nepach to our side, was nepach to our mazel. Vizehu neis. And this is a tremendous nace. What the Vilna Gaon is saying is that Hashem was mahapach l'mazalis, but usually when we talk about nisim, there's a difference between a nace nigla and a nace mister. Nace nigla is when Hashem breaks the laws of nature. Nature says that water is water, and when Hashem splits the water, he's breaking the rules of nature. But then there's something else, and this is nace mister, and this is what he's saying, is that Hashem doesn't break the nature. He changes the nature. He manipulates the nature. Not only does he manipulate, he changes it. And Hashem was mahapach the nature. There's a new nature now. And that is now the nature of this mazel, is that this mazel is not good for Haman. And now it's good for us. Adar is a good time for us, right? Is there any nace in the whole Purim, which is breaking the laws of nature? No. The whole Megillah goes, you can read the whole thing. But every single line of the Megillah is Hashem is changing, is manipulating the nature. And when Hashem changed the mazel, Hashem was literally changing the nature. That now the nature of this mazel is different. And this is a Mayurdik idea and understanding the Teva of the world, that not only is Hashem, all the nature coming from Hashem, and it's not governed. The Oiz is Veloy. It's not governed by the Mazalis. It's governed by Hashem. But then there's another step, and that is that Hashem literally could rule over the nature and manipulate it and even change the nature. This is the idea. And we once spoke out from the Maimra Chochma, the Ramchal, and Tfilas Rosh Hashanah. He says, I'm going to take a line. V'hine, and behold, Hayoidim Sisri HaAnhoga Be'emes, those who know the secret of the true Anhoga, the Anhoga of Hashem, Yoidim, they know, She'af al pi, that even though she'lefi ha'nira, that from the way it seems, nez ha'olam nezav lemikrim, the world is left to chance. Things happen. U'bechiras b'nei adam, and people have choice to do whatever they want. Legamri. Hine, really, behold, hashlita lefanov lasos mashiach bites. Really, Hashem has the shlita to do whatever He wants. Not only is the nature coming from Hashem, v'loy ha'ayis, could be, this is what we're adding, v'ham nisra. Hashem has srara and moishel. Hashem is moishel over the teva in the sense that Hashem, whenever He wants, He can do mashiach, but Hashem will manipulate the nature in any which way He wants, and He'll even change the nature. If you don't want to see it, you'll just say, oh, this is the nature, this thing's changed, but this is the new nature. It's like, and this is really, I was thinking about it, this is really the past year, Hashem, this whole COVID, Hashem is turning the world on its head and not changing. Not Hashem didn't break one law of nature. Hashem just made a new nature, a new Teva. This is a whole new world we're living in, and this is really the message of Purim, to realize that not only is the Veloy Ha'oiz, that the Teva is all governed by Hashem, but Hashem has the ability. Ki pur haman nepach lupurenu. Hashem totally governs and rules over the nature in a way that Hashem manipulates the nature, and this is the message of Purim and Shkoyach.
Thank you, Shkoyach.
Yeah, Shkoyach. Thank you very much.
Quarantine. Thank you.
Jeff. Okay. Noam, you here for Purim?
Yes.
Very nice. Okay, Rebbe, what's going to be Purim? Are you still in quarantine for Purim?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You can listen on a Zoom to the Megillah?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'll have to figure it out. I mean, I don't know if the Rav will allow me even for Purim. I mean, the Rav allowed me to come to shul for myself, but the question is the kids and my wife. I will have to figure it out. We didn't yet speak to the Rav yet in detail and at length,
There's nothing going on for the kids at this shul.
Yeah, no, I mean, with Megillah and basically, my wife also has to have Megillah, so, my wife could also go to shul at a different time, that's the truth.
Right.
As she also has, but we'll figure it out.
Okay, Hatzlocha Rabba, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. If you don't mind, if you're able to send it over, though.
Yeah.